This week, 16 young multicultural Australians from across the country gathered at Parliament House. The Fuse delegation from the Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network spoke with politicians to pitch their policy ideas to improve outcomes for migrants and young people, including calls for an anti-racism framework, culturally safe responses to domestic violence, and digital equity. Community Radio Network's political reporter, Noah Seckham, joined the Mayan delegation and spoke with two delegates to share their policy ideas.
Hello, I'm Yulakshan Kannan. I'm from Victoria, and my pitches are on refugee empowerment workshops, so ensuring refugees, especially women, are able to learn English, navigate systems, so they can break out of cycles of dependency.
And so what inspired you to make that your pitch? What in your community, in your life, has driven you for that?
So I think this really stems from a lot of personal experience. Having been a refugee, first-gen refugee, and having seen my mom really being isolated from a lot of opportunities, not because she couldn't do that, but because she didn't have a lot of support, because she didn't know where to go. And this is what really inspired me. And I also see this reflected in a lot of my communities and a lot of refugee and migrant communities where it's very common for the woman to be like a housewife or like not really do anything per se. But then once they do really want to go and do something, it's really hard for them to access these opportunities. And even if they do, I think a lot of these programs kind of treat it as a checklist that they have to do. So even though that they've finished this program, for like they've spent maybe one whole year finishing this program, by the end of it, they know some broken English, but they can't really get a job because they don't know how to go for these different interviews. They don't know how to answer these interview questions. They don't know where to apply for jobs. So I think it's really lacking in this system where it exists, but it's not enough to actually help these refugees and really help allow women to succeed.
And in this program that you're pitching, would it be run by refugees as well to get, like, who would you want to be leading that charge?
So I think a very big part of the part of my pitch and the program that I really want to run is that it's very culturally aware and sensitive and tailored towards different communities, because obviously something that works for one community might not work for another, same as different demographics, different states. So there's a lot of issues. I think I really wanted it to be co-designed by different people who have been in these programs, who are now in workforces, who are already the counselors of different multicultural things. So we're having a combination of different representatives from different communities, so you can co-design this program so it can be tailored to every single person and ensure that every single person is successful after this program finishes.
And so how have you found today going to politicians and presenting this idea?
Yeah, I think it's been a really exciting day. I think everyone's had a fantastic time. Being able to come into Parliament House itself is an amazing opportunity. So being able to come here, being able to pitch to politicians, they've all been really acknowledging and really been understanding. They've given us great responses, asking us great questions about our pitches, which really showing their involvement and that really care about our voices. So that's also an amazing opportunity that we feel like we're heard, because we put a lot of time and effort into these pitches. So being that, feeling that like that we've been heard is amazing. So yeah, overall, great opportunity today.
Hello, my name is Nargis Razai. I am from a representative of the Hazara community. And yeah, I moved to Australia 2 years ago and living in Sydney right now. And today I'm in Parliament House.
Nice. And of course, you and the other delegates here are bringing pitches to different politicians. What was yours?
Of course. Thank you for asking that. So I'm pitching for easier access to education, because when I came to Australia, I felt I faced a lot of barriers just to be able to get into uni. Although I had certificates to show that I know and understand English, and I was like completely proficient in English. But when I went to uni, they asked me for doing an IELTS certificate, which cost around $500 in Australia. And for somebody who's new to Australia, who has no job and no government support, that $500 is a big barrier. So today I'm advocating for this. Of course there should be entry requirements, they should ask for English proficiency, but easier, like there should be something which should be accessible by everyone and easier for everyone to be able to do that.
And so how have you found speaking to politicians today and the whole experience up here?
Well, the experience was great. I put my what I want and I explained why this is needed, why should we do this. But let's see what the parliamentarians are going to do for that, because we need more actions. Now, it's not the time that we should just say that we XYZ will be done. We need action, and that action is going to transform futures and also bring a big impact in Australia.
And it is probably a bit separate, but when you look at the people you've spoken to today and just the way that this all works, do you have much hope that they will be able to make changes and move on these issues?
Well, I am hopeful. I'm very hopeful because, you know, the world is built around hope and also confidence. So I'm very hopeful that they will do something for us and also for Australia, because it's not just for us. It's for the future of Australia. And, you know, 30% of Australia is young multicultural people and from other backgrounds. So, of course, if they should do this, would be not a win-win situation just for us, but also for them.
Community Radio Network's Noah Seckham with that story.